Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Oh, it's the first day of spring. Everybody's happy today. Everybody, the world is perfect.
It's 30 degrees, but I refuse to wear a coat.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
Listen, it's not about the temperature or the equinox, blah, blah, blah. It really is like the psychology of it, right?
Totally.
Mental, like this is the light at the end of the tunnel. This is the one we've been running towards. Finally, permission to hope.
I was just
and it all starts today.
Perusing the weather forecast. Now, when you hear the word spring, you think warm temperatures, yeah. Lots of sunshine, yeah. The grass is coming up. I'm just looking for this week. We got highs in the 30s. Yeah. Thursday, we might be pushing 50. You get towards next week, you're in the 30s again. So we're in the 50s, not next week, but the week after.
Well, like,
so it's on the cusp.
Yesterday wasn't like warm, but the sun was out.
Yes.
I had a ton of running around to do yesterday. And I have to say, I was like, see, I don't mind. I don't need it to be 100 degrees as long as the sun's out.
I went to a retreat yesterday and the woman sitting next to me was, oh, it just looks so nice outside. The fire alarm went off and they're like, do we need to evacuate? And she was like, but it looks so nice outside. Would it be bad if we had to evacuate? I was like, I know the sun's shining, but it's still 30 degrees outside. It's yeah. still going to be cold if we have to go out.
Well, it's the first day.
It's a psychological
thing.
It
is. For me,
it is the twist, the change.
The patio furniture will go out this weekend.
This weekend,
the patio furniture will go out.
So many weeks that it could snow. We're gonna get 2 months.
We're gonna get the little fire table out. Yeah. You know.
Well, you remember like 2 weeks ago it was 70 out, and then it snowed.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget which restaurant it was in Rochester. They jokingly had a picture of their patio furniture covered in snow.
Right.
And they're like, "Did we jump the gun?" Which do you think is easiest: breaking up with somebody you're dating, breaking up with your bank, or breaking up with your gym? It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I went through a couple breakups this week. The first one, I broke up with my gym, which I had anticipated would be a difficult one. It was super easy. I think I was fortunate to get a kid who was making minimum wage and could not care less.
Awesome. Thanks, well, kid.
I mean, yes. You've seen horror stories on social media about people trying to quit their gym. And yeah. They're like, you got to come in. You can't do it. You got to do it in person.
I'm breaking up with you.
No. Right.
No, you're not. Yes, I am. Nope. Can't.
So the gym.
See you tomorrow.
You broke up with the gym.
Okay.
And then I had a bank that I needed to go and cancel my membership. It's a credit union. And in the last year, I've been with them for years. The last year, they started charging me $10 a month because I didn't have $10,000 in my checking account. And I was like, who does? Like,
right?
Where is this rule coming from? I'm never going to have $10,000 and you're taking out $10 a month.
Oh.
So I drive over. We had a meeting canceled. And I was like, okay, like, I have to finish my taxes. I need to get this, like, stuff in order. I'm going to go do it today. And this was an escapade. Trying to get over there. I walk in and I had a negative balance in my account because they had been taking money out. I was like, well, can I use a credit card? We can't use another bank to pay our bank.
Oh, yeah. So they're not happy about this breakup.
They were not. They were. So I'm trying to use the ATM. My debit card for another bank is getting rejected.
Man.
It felt like it was an abusive, like they were trying to keep me there.
Yeah, absolutely. They were manipulating you to not break up with them.
Are you sure you really want to leave? Are you sure? Yeah. You know, maybe you should take a little time, think about it.
Yeah.
While you're trying to get cash to pay off the bill, the money that you owe us.
I think we should see other banks. That's what I think.
Oh, no.
You know what? Yes. Listen, I just need some space right now, bank. All right? I'm really trying to focus on my career. Right.
They were like, are we not close enough? I was like, no, the nearest branch is in Henrietta.
Was it us? No, it's not you. Okay, it's you. But maybe we can just be friends, right? Oh my gosh. That is...
They didn't let me keep my debit card, which I thought was bizarre. But I was mostly disappointed because there's a couple local places that you can get discounts if you have the debit card. Yeah.
Yeah.
So no more discounts at the zoo and the Red Wings and places because I'm not officially a member anymore. They made me turn in my card.
I don't think this is...
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Healthy for us anymore. We need to part. All right? Don't make this harder than it has to be.
TJ, I think you just stumbled upon a side hustle.
Where you could,
you could be the person that breaks up with
the bank
institutions.
Yes.
You need to get out of a bank. I can be there for it. I can do that. I can make the call for you.
Hi, Marge. How are you today? We need to talk.
What do you think? Is the days of the Bank of Mom and Dad, are those doors officially closing? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I can't tell you the last time I heard the word inheritance. Like, it used to be there was always an inheritance left, right?
Yeah.
You know, so-and-so passed and left an inheritance. Those days are done, people. I'm just letting you know, if you are older and you are not spending your money so your kids will have a larger, quote, inheritance, you're making a huge mistake. Huge. Life is short and you have earned that money. So take a dream vacation with it. Check off items off your bucket list. It's not as if your adult children are going to save the money for their kids. You know what I mean? It's not going to be like generational wealth. They're going to spend it. The average inheritance, get this, is blown in just 17 months.
That's wild.
In 17 months. And you didn't take that vacation. You didn't take, right?
You're just saying this because you want to go to Scotland and you're trying to find ever justification.
My family knows there's no inheritance. There was no inheritance left to anyone.
You got
to
sell your salt and pepper shaker collection.
Yeah.
I have a question about the blown in 17 months, though. Mm-hmm. If you get this pile of money, and let's just say let's just call it like 50 grand.
Okay.
It's not, I mean, that's life-changing money for a bunch of people, but it's not like generational life-changing money, right?
Right.
You're going to use that and pay off some cars, some credit cards. Like, I wonder if that 17-month window there is talking about people taking it and using it to pay off stuff.
Right. That is what it is.
Because if I can get rid of a car payment or a mortgage payment, I'm doing that in a heartbeat rather than letting the money sit in the bank account.
Okay.
But there's plenty of people that probably go and buy motorcycles and go and buy four-wheelers, you know, like stuff they don't really need, but they want.
Swimming pools. Terry Clifford.
How she got her pool?
Yeah.
The inheritance?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. But it was like 20 years ago or something like that. But yes, I know that my kids won't be left an inheritance. I know. I have life insurance, though. They can bury me. Everything will be handled.
I was just going to say,
don't worry.
That pile of money is usually for a casket and a ceremony and a burial plot.
I don't need top of the line anything. Just get me in the ground.
That's it?
That's it.
You're a cheap date.
I am.
5-W-B-E-E.
Are you guys familiar with that show, Hot Ones?
Where they eat the wings?
Yeah, they eat hot wings while the guy interviews them about random stuff. Luke Combs is apparently the first country artist to ever go on Hot Ones. And here's how he handled a really hot wing sauce called Da Bomb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that sucks, dude.
Yeah. Still good, though. Nice wing. Not something I would... One at the house to, you know, have for dinner. There's a throat. That's the worst because then you can't really talk.
How was that enjoyable?
Yup, there it is. It's in the throat.
Do you know there's a Rochester connection to Hot Ones?
Oh, tell me.
One of the sauces that they've used is Karma sauces, and it's made here in Rochester.
Look at you with the Rochester relate. Wow. Well, the show is very popular on the internet, so you can look it up if you want to see it. During yesterday's episode, he compared the heat level of one of the chicken wings to a home invasion. He also did a turkey call tutorial. Well,
on the show. Geez.
I bet that was the first they've ever had on that show, too, because it's usually like Hollywood movie stars. So Good for him. Waylon Jennings. We all know and love Waylon Jennings, especially from this.
Oh, yes.
Dukes of Hazzard. His son, Never Shooter Jennings, it. Has been culling through archives of unreleased recordings from his dad over the past couple of years. That resulted in a 2025 album, which actually sounded on par with everything else Waylon had done. So it was kind of like, okay, what other nuggets am I going to find? Well, while he was looking, he found a whole bunch of stuff from the Dukes of Hazzard because he was also the narrator for the show. So all
That's
of the
right.
outtakes.
Them Duke boys.
Yes. Let's see how the Duke boys going to get out of this one. So he found all the outtakes.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Apparently different versions of the theme song. And stuff like that. So you got to be a fan of the Dukes of Hazzard to want to hear that.
It's nostalgic for me.
But if you're interested, it's going to be coming out on Record Store Day in April as a vinyl exclusive. So you'll have to get to the record stores that day to find it. The 61st Annual Academy of Country Music have announced their first round of performers, Lainey Wilson, Riley Green, Cody Johnson. The awards are going to go down May 17th in Vegas. They're going to stream on Prime Video. And I know everybody goes, oh, I don't pay for Prime Video. It doesn't matter. You can click on this particular show and it's free. So even if you don't pay to subscribe to it, you can still watch it. So that is coming out May 17th.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.